Utah real estate headlines. Summit County UT building depth streamlines permits and inspections. The Summit County Utah Building Department provides essential resources for building permits, inspections, construction guidelines, and code compliance. Real estate professionals in UT need reliable permit timelines and inspection schedules to advise clients on Summit County transactions and development timelines. Bookmark the Building Department portal for permit applications and inspection scheduling. hp.summitcountyutah.gov/262/building. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Real Estate Commissions in Utah. Here's how much you need to pay. The real estate commissions in Utah average between 5% and 6%. Read on to learn how they work, how they are split, and how to save. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in UT. Read the source at the/dovehahizo.com/real estate commissions in Utah/Utah real estate headlines. Utah County Gov rolls out name search tool for land records. Utah County government has launched an online name search form for real property owner records. Real estate professionals in UT can quickly verify ownership history and identify parties in transactions without manual record requests. Add https://www.utahcounty.gov/landrecords/namesearchform.asp to your due diligence checklist for Utah County deals. Utah Real Estate Headlines, DRE Home, Commerce.utah.gov, how-to videos, video resources for licensees, Division of Real Estate, strengthening trust in Utah's real estate industry through education, licensure, and regulation of real estate, mortgage, and appraisal professionals. We are currently relevant to real estate professionals operating in UT. Read the source, commerce.utah.gov/real estate/Utah real estate headlines, missing, relevant to real estate professionals operating in UT. Read the source, /opendata.utah.gov/permit and licensing/Salt Lake City Building Permits 3EJI-GN2J. Utah Real Estate Updates, NETA R Online, Utah Public Records, Search Utah Records, Utah Property Tax, Utah Property, Utah Public Records. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in UT. Read the source, aid.theslap/publicrecords.netronline.com/state/county/Utah. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most UT jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.